So I want to begin tonight to explore the sugyas of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is not only in Yonah Dioma, and obviously it is, but these sugyas, as we'll see, although the Gemara itself is brief, the sugyas are vast and unusually rich and delicious to learn. And go in a lot of different ways, and yet many different topics hang together in very coherent ways. So I want to begin our exploration tonight. We'll begin just by taking a look at I want to do two major things tonight. In our first, when Mitzvah, we're first of several Shiurim on the Sugyas of Sfiras HaOmer, I want to begin by just getting comfortable with the Gemara. We'll see it's a very brief piece of Gemara. The Gemara itself has some fascinating features. And then I want to begin to look at a famous and a famous Shita in Rishonim that we've heard of before, but once you begin to think about it, it's incredibly difficult. And we'll see what the kasha is, and there are at least two ways to resolve that problem, each of which it takes us in a sort of a different journey of exploration. So what I'd like to do tonight is first, number one, get comfortable with the sugya. And number two, see what this famous Shita is, explore the Kasha, and at least begin to explore how we might resolve it. So first things first. Sfiras HaOmer does not appear much in Mishnayos, but Ketziras HaOmer does. As a matter of fact, there's an entire Perek in Menachos, in the Bavli, it's Perek Shishi, Perek HaRishmo, about the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer. The Torah tells us, in Parshas Emor, in the Parshas HaMoedos of Vayikra, Torah tells us, in between talking about Pesach and talking about Shavuos, the Torah tells us that Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, the first day of Chol Moed Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring the Korban HaOmer. It's meant to be the first cutting of grain anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, as the Torah stresses in Parshas Re'eh. First time a Jew cuts grain anywhere in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be the Ketziras HaOmer that takes place on the second, the Tezai Nisan, the second of Pesach. And then the Torah tells us that that's when you begin to count Sfiras HaOmer. From the day that you bring that Omer HaTanufa, that Omer of grain that gets waved, the Korban Omer, from that day you begin to count. Chamishim, Torah describes it as Chamishim Yom. Torah describes it as Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena, 7 weeks, 50 or 49 days. That this mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfiras HaOmer begins on the day of the Ketziras HaOmer, the day of the Korban HaOmer, the second day of Pesach. So the entire Perek HaBishmal is dedicated, this is Menachos, dedicated to that Korban Mincha, that grain Korban, the Korban HaOmer. And then you have a sugya here, Samach Hei to Samach Vav, that discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, what's interesting is that the bulk of this sugya is not what we're going to look at. The bulk of this sugya is dedicated to proving many different proofs, many different indications in the psukim that reflect the traditional interpretation of Mimachras HaShabbos, as we said before, that it refers to the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach, not the day after Shabbos, not Sunday, but the first day of Chol Moed, the day after Yom Tov of Pesach. A long, long discussion. Various Tanaim have different proofs that that is the correct interpretation against the Tzedukim, who held to a very literalist reading that it meant Sunday. As an intriguing aside, the Christian notion, the focus on Sunday, and specifically Easter Sunday and Pentecost, 7 weeks later on a Sunday, that's continuing this Tzeduki understanding that Mimachras HaShabbos is the day after Saturday, Sunday. So the Gemara goes on for at great length, different indications in the Chumash aligned with the traditional understanding that no, we Ketziras HaOmer is not necessarily Sunday, but the second day of Pesach. Sfiras HaOmer is not necessarily Sunday, second day of Pesach. That's the vast bulk of the sugya. We're going to focus zero in, though, but that doesn't really concern itself with how you count Sfiras HaOmer. In the course of all of these rites, the Gemara quotes and makes a comment at the very end, right here, the bottom of Samach Vavnav, right before the Mishnah. The Gemara says, oh, once you mention that Gufa, let's go back and look at that line you quoted before, and these final lines, these last four lines, become the entire sugya, or the central sugya of the how of Sfira Sa'omer. Gufa, let's take a look. Amar Abaye, as we said before, the Gemara itself is incredibly rich, although short, and then it's going to open up other doors as well. Amar Abaye, Mitzvah l'mimne yomei, u'mitzvah l'mimne shavui. That's the one line that had been quoted earlier in the preceding conversation about Memrachas HaShabbos. We had quoted before, Abaye said there's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks, because as the Torah tells us in Parashas Emor, on the one hand we hear about Sheva Shabbos HaTinus Tiyena, on the other hand we hear about Chatis Bruch HaMishim Yom. So you have to count both days and weeks. Right? Last night, I don't know who already counted or didn't count, but last night, we counted 11 days, which is also a week and 4 days. So we counted days and we counted weeks. We counted both in just format of just plain days, 11 days, as well as in terms of weeks. That's what Abaye tells us. Then the Gemara says, well, do we follow Abaye? Well, maybe. Rabbanan deve ravashi manu yome umanu shavui. Amemer manu yome v'lo manu shavui. The Tamei Chachamim in Ravashi's yeshiva, this is the end of the period of the Amoraim, several generations after Abaye, they in fact followed Abaye, they counted both days and weeks. But Amemar disagreed with the Rabbanan de Ravashi, and he disagreed with Abaye. Mani yomei v'lo mani shavu, he counted the days, but did not count the weeks. Why? Omar zeichel ha-mikdash, he said, well, after all, it's a zeichel ha-mikdash. Since Sfiras HaOmer is a zeichel ha-mikdash, I don't need to count the weeks. What's going on? Let's try to understand this. I said before, our first goal here is just to understand the Gemara. So the Gemara first presents us with the machlokas lehalacha. Do we count weeks or not? Now, the obvious problem is the Chumash says you count weeks. So how can Amemar deny that? So we begin to pull on that thread. Amemar says, well, let me explain why it could say Zecher LeMikdash. And Rashi says, Haimin Yana Dahashta Lav Chovahu. The county nowadays, it's not really a chiyuv. What do you mean it's not really a chiyuv? The haleka omer, because there's no carbon omer. We said before, as we were opening, the Chumash says you begin to count Sfiras HaOmer on the day of the carbon omer. Miyom haviyachem es omer atun, for the day that you bring the carbon omer. This whole parak is really about the carbon omer. So Amemar says, there is no carbon omer nowadays. We have no Beis HaMikdash. We haven't had carbon omer, sadly, in almost 2,000 years. In his time, several centuries. So there isn't really a chiyuv of Sfiras HaOmer. So why are we counting at all? El zecher lemikdash bi'alma. It's merely a zecher lemikdash v'hilkach b'yomei sagi. And that's why it's sufficient to just count days. In other words, let's unpack Amemar a little more. Of course Amemar agrees that the Chumash says you have to count days and weeks. It's just Amemar says that doesn't apply nowadays. Why? Because, number one, Sfiras HaOmer depends on the carbon HaOmer. Therefore, Sfiras HaOmer Zman HaZeh is not Doraisa. What is it? Adin D'Rabbanan, Zecher LeMikdash. And so that's step one. Sfiras HaOmer Zman HaZeh is D'Rabbanan. And Amemar says, and therefore, since it's only D'Rabbanan, it follows that you don't have to keep the full mitzvah. It suffices just to say, today is 11 days. Today is 30 days. You don't have to count the weeks. Now, the intriguing question, well, there are a few questions you might ask. One question you might ask is, how do we paskin? So we know how we paskin. There are Rishonim who held you really don't have to count days. The Baal HaMa'or seems to say that he really holds like a Meimar Me'ikra Din. But that's not widely accepted. You look in Shulchan Aruch. You look in the Rambam, the Rishonim intend to assume that we count both days and weeks, as we in fact do. So what does that mean? So this is intriguing. You look in the Rambam, and the Rambam says, well, you have to count both days and weeks, because he says you have to count days and weeks. Okay. That's Abaye, that's Rabban de Rashi, that's the majority opinion of the Amoraim. He also says, the Rambam, that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer applies b'chol makom v'chol zman. The mitzvah d'oraisa applies all over the world and b'chol zman and any point in Jewish history. B'chol zman doesn't mean any time of the year, obviously. It means any year in Jewish history, meaning even now. The Rambam holds that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Doraisa. Okay, no great surprises there. He paskins like Abaye. He says you have to count both days and weeks. So Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa. He doesn't hold like a Meimar. They only count the days. What's intriguing, though, and this is just sort of the first layer of the sugya, take a look at the bit. Let's begin by looking at the beginning of Tosus. This long, long Tosus, Zeich LeMikdash, the opening lines, Tosus says, Nir de besafik chasheicha yachal levarich. Tosus thinks that we're makbid about the zman for Sfira Sa'omer. We always try to count after Tseis HaKochavim, or to recount after Tseis HaKochavim, because as we know, the Gemara tells Masachah Shabbos that the period from sunset to dark, from Shkia to Tseis HaKochavim, the Gemara tells us that period is Ben HaShemashos, it's twilight, Safik Yom, Safik Leil. And it's doubtful whether, it's not clear whether it has halachic status of day or night. Sounds like we're not sure whether the day begins at sunset or only later when it actually gets dark at Tseis HaKochavim. So usually we're machmer, it's a safik, whether it's day or night. So Tosa says, well, you could already count Sfira Sa'omer during Ben HaShemashos. Why? Safik HaShecha. Ain't Tzarech Lahamta and Shevadei. You have to wait until it's certainly dark. Why? Kevin Shusveka Drabanan. Because it's only at the Sfira Sa'omer's only Drabanan. So once it's after sunset, you could just count and say Safik Drabanan Lahakel. Now there are a lot of assumptions Tosas is making, but for now let's just zero in on one. The most critical one right now is that Tosas assumes that Sfira Sa'omer is Drabanan. Right? Because he said, that's what's interesting. Tosfos does hold, as I said before, the bulk of Rishonim assume that like Abaye, we do count both days and weeks. And yet, exactly as Nathan said, and yet, it's still Drabanan. So what emerges, so we have a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas Amoroim, how to count Sfira Sa'omer. Halach l'maisa, you count the weeks or only the days, Bizman HaZeh. We have a machlokas Rishonim, number two, is Sfira Sa'omer Bizman HaZeh, Doraisa, or Drabanan. But here's where it gets interesting. Since, as Nathan pointed out, Tosfos doesn't hold like a Meimar. The Baal HaMaor does. But Tosfos doesn't seem to hold like a Meimar. There are others, the Chinuch and others, who say that Sfira Sa'omer is Drabanan. They don't hold like a Meimar. So that's intriguing. Rambam said Sfira Sa'omer is Doraisa, like Abaye. But the other Rishonim is saying Sfira Sa'omer is Drabanan, like Abaye. So what emerges is really a machlok, the Amorim are really arguing over, is how to understand the machlokas Amorim. That Rishonim are really debating how to understand the machlokas Amorim. In other words, as we said before, Abaye has, and let's analyze this in a methodical way. As we said before, Abaye didn't explain himself in the Gemara. Ameimar did. Abaye said, days and weeks, that's what it says in the Chumash. Right? Ameimar said, no, only days. I'll tell you why, because Zeich LaMikdash. So we began to break it down before. There are really two steps to what Ameimar was saying. Number one, it's Sfira Sa'omer Bizman HaZeh Drabanan. And therefore, since it's Drabanan, you should only count days and not weeks. So why do the other Amoraim disagree? So the Rambam seems to say that, yeah, well, they disagree fundamentally. Is Sfira Sa'omer Doraisa or is Sfira Sa'omer Drabanan? Right. How about Tosfos? Tosfos seems to say, no, everyone holds Sfira Sa'omer as Drabanan. So it's not a machlokos over Ameimar step number one, that Sfira Sa'omer is Drabanan. No, that everyone agrees to. It's the step number two that Abaye disagrees with according to Tosfos. Now, according to Tosfos, Abaye is disagreeing, yes, it's Drabanan, but therefore what? And after all, by the way, let's think about this for a moment. How does that second step work? I understand why you could say Sfira Sa'omer Bizman HaZeh Drabanan Miyom Aviyachem. And on the other hand, we didn't discuss this so much, but you could also say, no, that's just identification of which day. The day that there's supposed to be Korban Omer, that's the day that Sfira Sa'omer, okay, fine. But whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan, even if it's Drabanan, so it's Drabanan, why does it follow, therefore, just because it's Rabbanan, therefore we should cut it down to size? Let me ask you a question. Sometimes Lulav is Doraisa, sometimes Lulav is Rabbanan. Do we shake lulav less on Chol Hamoed because it's Rabbanon? No, it's the same thing. The same bracha, same everything. Same nanuim. We don't say no nanuim. We don't say fewer hadasim. The rest of the Rabbanon, we keep the mitzvah the same way. So why all of a sudden, just because it's Rabbanon, therefore what? As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Beitzah has a principle about Dim and Rabbanon. I believe we discussed this in Shirim in the past. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. That in general, one of the principles that guided the design of Rabbanons is we try as much as possible to pattern them after Dinim Deraisa. So the question is, in fact, a Maimra is shocking. So what? So is Rabban, therefore what? So Tosus would say, nah. Abaye says, sure, it's Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon. And Sfiras Arba Rabbanon also involves both Yamin and Shavuos. What indeed is the Pshat and Amemer? So if you look back in Rashi seems to say, Haimin Yana Dahashta Lav Chovahu. It's not a chiyuv, just zecher b'lemikdash bi'alma, merely a zecher b'lemikdash. In other words, what they're arguing about, according to Tosfos, is yes, it's a din d'rabbanan, but what was the nature of the din d'rabbanan? Abaye, Rabbanan, Rav Ashi, and we hold that Chazal are masakin, a real din d'rabbanan of Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer is a chiyuv d'raisa when there's a carbon. With no carbon, with d'rabbanan, you have to count Sfiras Omer. While a Maimar holds, no, they weren't misakin, do the same mitzvah. It's zeichel mikdash bi alma. It's not really a mitzvah sphere, so omer. It's just a mitzvah to keep the mikdash in mind, to keep the flavor. Maybe it's like shalot teshtakach Torah sphere, so omer. You know, chalas chutzlar, it's his drabanan. Gemara tells us, I believe in Bechoros, that chalas chutzlar is very different than chal of Neretz Yisrael. Taroves is different than many rules. We're very makel on chalas chutzlar in the ways we're not makel on Chala in Eretz Yisrael. The guy says, it's Chala Chuzar, it's a Shlot Tishtakach Torah Chala. The Jews will be in Galus for centuries. We shouldn't forget this institution called Chala. But it's like a very imitation type of thing. It's impressionistic. It's not the full strength of Hafrosh's Chala. It's a flavor of Chala. Chala style. So a Maimer says, it's a Sfiras Omer style. It's merely a Zecher L'Mikdash. Zecher L'Mikdash B'Alma. Just as Zecher L'Mikdash, not the real chiyuv of Sfiras Omer. So now let's put these pieces back together in terms of understanding the basic sugya. As I said before, what we want to do tonight is put together the base, to appreciate the Gemara, which we're about to complete doing, and then begin to talk about a famous shita that Tosfos quotes later on. We'll begin to talk about that and set ourselves up, Mirtz Hashem, for next week. So again, what emerges this machlokas harishonim, Tosis and Rambam, and Tosis and many others, Rishonim, Tosis, the Chinuch and others, versus the Rambam, what the Sfiras Omer Bizman says Daraisa Drabanan, what emerges is really machlokas harishonim, how to understand the Amoraim, or more precisely, how to understand Abaye. A Maimer is pretty clear. But how do you understand Abaye? And we can maybe reformulate it in the following way. According to the Rambam, the Amoraim are having a machlokas on the level of Daraisa. According to Tosus, they're having a machlokas level drabbanon. Now, there's according to the Rambam, the Amoraim are debating what is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfiras Omer. Does the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfiras Omer apply at all times in Jewish history, or only when there's a karban? So that's a machlokas. According to Rambam, the Amoraim are arguing level d'oraisa. What's the machayev of Sfiras Omer? Is it the actually have to bring the karban, or just that point in time? While according to Tosfos and the Chinuch, no. The whole Machlokas Amoraim is only a level drabbanon. Tosfos says, level drabbanon, so everyone agrees. Sfiras Omer depends on actually bringing the carbon, no sphere. No. The question is, what was the nature of the din drabbanon? What was the nature of Takanas Chazal? And according to Abaye, Tosfos would say, it's a real kol d'tikkun rabbanon kein d'oraisa tikkun. They're actually masakin to extend Sfiras Omer, even la'achar Churban HaBayis, with all the bells and whistles, with the Yamim and Shavuos. It's only Drabanan, so maybe you can say Sveka Drabanan Lakula, but the basic Tsuras HaMitzvah, the basic Maisa Mitzvah, is the same because it is fundamentally a mitzvah Sviras Omer mi Drabanan. Well, according to HaMeimar, Tosis would say, it wasn't a drabbanan extension of Sfira Saomer. It was Zecher LeMikdash. It's Lav Chovahu, as Rashi said. It's not really a Chiv. I mean, it's not really a Chiv. Not just not a Chiv Daraisa. It's not even a real Chiv of Sfira Saomer drabbanan. It's just a Chiv to make a Zecher LeMikdash. To make a Zecher LeMikdash, do something. As we said with Chal Nachal's Chutzlaritz. The Chal's Chutzlaritz, you have to have something. The flavor of Sfira Saomer. So as long as you count from 1 to 4, it's enough you to get involved in the weeks. So again, that's the machlokis Rishonim, whether it's Dreis Drabanan, is, as we see, a nuanced question. The Ran says, what we're talking about here is along the lines of what the Ran says, and what the Mefarshim and the Rambam say. It's a delicate, sensitive question of how you read this short piece of Gemara with nuance. Okay, so that's step number one. Over the next 5-10 minutes, I want to do, as I said when we got started, is to begin to explore now a shita that Tosus at the end of this long Tosus quotes, it's a famous shita, and begin to think about this famous shita in a more analytic way. So this Tosus, long Tosus, as we saw at the very beginning, talks about can I count? How early can I count? He gets involved in the shita of the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and that's the bulk of this Tosas, is are you allowed to count during the day or only at night? Okay, so he has that. That's a long, that's almost this entire 30 or so lines of Tosas. And then at the very end, he says, oh, by the way, there's another shita of the Halachas Gedolos. Who was the Halachas Gedolos? He was one of the Gaonims. This is a pre-Rishon, well over 1,000 years ago. It was a precursor, one of the Sfarim that was a Kitzer, Halacha Lamaisa Kitzur of the Gemara, a precursor to the Rif and ultimately the Rambam. It was Halachas Gedolos, Halachas Ketuos, various forms of genre. So the most famous one is the Halachas Gedolos, famous in part because Tosus quotes him from time to time. We call him the Bahag. Beis Hei Gimel stands for Baal Halachas Gedolos, the author of the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. See here, he says it's 4 lines from the bottom of Tosus. Menachasam of Avonav. The old Pasuk, Balach Gedolos, he says, by the way, here's another sheet of Balach Gedolos, aside from the question of counting by Yom, let's focus on this one. Shem Hifzik Yom Echad Velo Safar Shuv Eino Sofer. If you missed a day of counting Sfiras Omer, you're no longer able to count. Mishum Debaya Temimos. Because the Torah says, Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tehiyana. That'd be 7 complete weeks. It's an interesting turn of phrase. I mean, Temimos. So the Bahag said that means you have to have every single day needs to be there. You miss a day, you're out. You miss a day, you're out. That's the shita of the Bahag. Just to clarify, by the way, halacha lemasa, if you miss a day, you still keep counting. You don't continue making a bracha on your counting, but you continue counting. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says right over here. Simon Tov Peites and Arachaim is the simon about the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Sivches, he says, if you forgot to make a bracha, if you forgot to count, so then sofer b'shayam below bracha. Then you should continue counting, but without a bracha. Halacha lemaisa, sometimes people are on the misimpression that if you missed a day, you're out. It's not true. Halacha lemaisa, you missed a day, you keep counting just without a bracha. But the Bahag did hold. You miss a day, you're out entirely. Not just skip the bracha. The Bahag said, "Im hifzig yom echad v'lo safar shuv ein sofer." Don't bother counting at all. If you miss 13, don't bother counting 15. Don't bother counting 17. Why? Mishum debaya timimos. You missed your chance. You're not going to have shavu shabbosos timimos anyhow. So don't bother counting. Now, halacha lemaisa, we said we don't really follow the Bahag fully. Other Rishonim disagree. So we say, you have to follow, as we're about to see, Tosus disagrees. Halacha lemaisa, we say, keep counting because of Tosus. But in deference to the position of the Bahag, we say, don't count at all. We say, keep counting, but safik brachas lahakal. There's nothing wrong with counting according to the Bahag, but if you make a bracha, according to the Bahag, it's a bracha matala. So we say, count, but without a bracha. But here's what's the first thing that strikes you about this Bahag, is that I said, you know, there was this Bahag up top about the counting during the day and long discussion in Tosus. Then Tosus gives the second Bahag about skip a day or out. And was it, I already told you Tosus disagrees. He only can spare one line. The Tema Gedola Hu V'lo Yitachin. Tosis says, this is rare language of Tosis. Not just Tema. Tema Gedola, V'lo, and not just Tema Gedola, V'lo Yitachin, it cannot be. It's impossible, Tosis. This is so schwer. Of course, what's missing from Tosis is, yeah, what's the kasha? Right? It's almost like they're like so speechless. How could anyone say such an absurd thing? They can't even get the kasha out. Like, oh, that's absurd. It's so absurd they can't even bring themselves to with the kashas. Now you look in the Rush, comes to the end of the period of Baliatosis. The Rush disappears, not in Menachos. The Riff and following him, the Rush, put the halachas of Sfira Saomer and Chadash at the very end of Maseches Tachim. So you look at the Rush. In case you want to take a look later, it's in the Maram Kamos. It's Simon Mem Aleph. So the Rush explains the question. He says the problem is, Sfira Saomer, every night is a new mitzvah. The Rush, every night's a new mitzvah. So because I missed last night, therefore I'm not going to count tonight. We said, whoever heard such a thing? He says, I understand. Let's say last night, you fell asleep. You were exhausted. You fell asleep before you davened Maariv. You woke up in the morning and the sun was shining. The birds were chirping. You missed Kriyas Shema Shel Arvei Zdaris. Gevalt. So therefore, tonight you may as well skip Kriyas Shema also? Of course not. I have to do tshuva. Adrab, I'll be that much more careful tonight to say Kriyas Shema. Let's say I missed Lulav one of the days of Chol Hamoed Sukkot. So therefore, I'm out for the rest of Sukkot? No. Every day is a new mitzvah. So the Rush says, I understand, because I missed Sfiras Omer last night, so therefore I should miss it tonight too. Every night's a new mitzvah. Every night, that's what the Rush says. That's what Tosos was so bothered by. I mean, I understand. You don't stop shaking lulav because you missed one day. So why would you stop counting Sfira because you missed one day? And let's take a look at the Prima Gadim for a moment. Prima Gadim was one of the super commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshim on the Mefarshim, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes, commenting on that line of the Shulchan Aruch, he explains. He says, look, it's a safek, halacha ma'isa, it's a machlokas, shema kulu yomei chada mitzvah, v'shema kalachas mifta b'fri atzma. He says clearly, that's the machlokas, b'hag and rush. The Rush told us that he holds every day of Sfira is a new mitzvah. Was the Bahag hold? You know, good point. Tosfos said Tema Gedola. The answer is Kulu Yomei Chada Mitzvah. So the Prima Gadim says clearly the machlokas, whether skip a day and you're out or not, is each night a new mitzvah? Like each day of lulav is a new mitzvah. Each night of Kriyas Shema is a new mitzvah. Each meal a new mitzvah of a Birkas Hamazon. Or no, it's one big mitzvah. So yes, it's true, you know, if you skip the day of lulav, you're still going to shake the next day. But if I lost my esrog, there's not much point in just shaking lulav. So the Bahag would say it's one big mitzvah to count. There's a single mitzvah to count all the days. So if I miss day 17, what does it help to count day 18? That's like lulav without esrog. Okay, interesting. That's what Prima Gadim says. Okay, so look. It's Stadim Lakan Lakan. Why was Tosfos Tema Gedola V'lo Yitachin? Why were they so shocked? So the Bahag has a different approach. So now the Prima Gadim follows up. Not only does he explain, again, with incredible conciseness and elegance, what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, that the Machlokas LaHalacha between the Bahag and Baliatosis, skip a day, are you out or not? That the Lumdus, the Bir HaDvarim, is what's the nature of Sfiras Omer? Is it a series of 49 iterations of the mitzvah like lulav every day? Or is it one mitzvah with 49 parts? Not only does he explain that's Nukudas Machlokas, he also, in the final few words, he very briefly, and it would seem pretty definitively, proves to us that Tosis is correct. He says, how would I know whether it's one big mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs? Well, every day when I shake lulav, exactly, over the course of sukkahs, I make a new bracha every day. But when I pick up the lulav and the esrog, I only make one bracha on both the lulav and the esrog together because it's one mitzvah. So the Prima Gadim says it's a tricky Rosh HaTevis. Vav Yud Lamed, we expect V'yesh Lomar. But he hasn't asked any kashas yet. It's actually V'yesh Lahakshas. See, at the end is Vitzarachin. It's a little tricky. The Vav Yudam Viesh Lahakshos Ikulu Chada Mitzvah Ein Mavarchin B'chol Laila. If it's all one big mitzvah, why you make a new brach every night? As a matter of fact, just 2 weeks ago, we said Al Bir Chametz, and we did Bedika, and then we did Bir. We didn't say another brach in the morning. We said one bracha, two part mitzvah with one bracha. So say Al Sfiras Omer the first night, and then for the next 7 weeks, you can't Sfiras Omer. What? Why are you making a new bracha if it's just more parts of the same mitzvah? The Tzarechim, that's a solid kasha. And that's presumably what, probably what Tosin and the Rosh had in mind. And not only are they arguing that it's every night is a new mitzvah, not only are they, you know, proposing that, they say we know it's the case because every night's a new bracha. So obviously every night's a new mitzvah. Every night's a new mitzvah. Just because you missed one night, that's not a reason to miss the next night. Adrabah, you missed one night, chas v'shalom. So do tshuva, be extra careful to not miss any more nights. Teima gedola v'lo yitachin, says Tosu. So how could the box be otherwise? That's taka, a solid kasha. That's taka, a solid kasha. So as I said before, we're just about near the end of our time. I said before I want to accomplish two things tonight, and we are 98% done. The first thing we want to do was to see this, the Gemara itself. As we saw, just a few lines of Gemara, you pick the Machlokas Amaram and the Machlokas Rishonim, and it hangs together in very beautiful and delicate ways, number one. And number two, I'd wanted to begin the discussion about this Shita of the Baha'i. I said before, famous Shita, here it is. This Shita of the Baha'i, that you miss a day and you're out. Halach l'maisa, we accept impartially. We do continue counting, but we don't say a bracha. But the question is, but what does it mean? Right? So we said, we saw the Tosafot just told us it's a kasha. The Rosh began to explain why they disagree, and the Prigon explained, filled that out, that in fact the Baha'i disagrees on that point. The Nekudas HaMachlokas, the Be'er HaMachlokas, is it a single mitzvah or 49 iterations, 49 repetitions of the mitzvah. But we're left not just with an interesting Chakira, but with a Kasha, because the Prima Gadim had a solid Raya. Clearly they're separate mitzvahs because they're separate brachos. Did the Baha'i only make one bracha in Sfiras Omer? No. So then what's going on? That's a good point. Maybe Taka only made one bracha. So I believe, though you please don't believe me, check it up. I believe if you look in the Bahag, in the Halachas Gedolos, I believe he does say you make a separate bracha every night. I believe so. But double check. Look, so that's one answer. One answer for the Bahag could be, well, he actually holds you only make one bracha. Okay. So then our practice to make multiple brachas would indicate that we hold that are separate mitzvahs, but that at least would defend the Baha'i. I believe he did not disagree on that, but give a look. I do want to explore, going forward, two other approaches to how to defend the Baha'i from the attack of the Rosh and the Prima Gadim. What I want to do now is just think about where we might go, and along the lines of the same methodology that we used before. But now I'll just lay out the contours. The Prima Gadim's Kasha is based on two assumptions. Or maybe three, as Nathan said. Assumption number one is you make a new bracha every night. Okay. Assumption number two was that multiple brachos necessarily equals multiple mitzvos, right? So he said, well, if they're multiple brachas, it must be they're multiple mitzvos. And then there's assumption number three, which is that if there are multiple mitzvos, then clearly if you miss a night, you're still in. Right. The Prima Gadim had Rush never said it. Prima Gadim said the Baha'i holds is all one mitzvah. Now, the only way it could be that you miss a night, you're out, is if it's one big mitzvah. So those are the way the Baha'i has to disagree with one of these assumptions. Which one is a good question? Either, as Nathan said, maybe the Baha'i held you talk on make one bracha. Right? Or maybe the Bahag had made different assumptions about brachos. Is it possible that it's all one mitzvah and you still make multiple brachos? So that's going to take us in the direction of trying to understand some more about how Birkas HaMitzvah work. That's going to be our first path forward. Let's explore a little bit more the world of Birkas HaMitzvah. We'll do next time. It's actually ironically going to take us back to some of the lesser studied parts of the Leil HaSeder. So take a look at some interesting questions in Charoses and Moror. And in so doing, we'll discover important ideas, insights about Birkas HaMitzvah that may allow us to give a Birkas HaMitzvah answer to the Prima Gadim's Kasha on the Bahag. And then the other major approach we're going to be taking is maybe it's not about Birkas HaMitzvah, maybe it's about the nature of Sphira Sa'omer itself. The Rush and the Prima Gadim were assuming if it's multiple mitzvahs, then obviously each one stands alone. But could it be that each night is a separate mitzvah and still you miss a night, you're out? So those are going to be our two major approaches. Maybe for next time, Nathan will take a look and see. Sorry, giving you homework. You can research and see, did the Bahag hold you only make one bracha? And then we're also going to begin to look at how might I defend the Bahag from the perspective of Birkas HaMitzvah, and how might I defend the Bahag from the perspective of the nature of Sfiras HaOmer. So that's, we've begun to dig in, as I said, when we got started. Sfiras HaOmer is not only Me'inyan HaDiyoma, but an exceptionally, exceptionally rich and delicious constellation of sugyos. We've begun to taste that sweetness, and we will continue to sample that sweetness in the weeks to come. Rabbi Bose, thank you so